Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. It's not Kelly McKay here. It's Macy G. I'll be filling in for her for a couple of days. Today, I'm very excited. We have some awesome people here. We have Julie Pedico and Charlie Goodman that are with Far Off Broadway Players. We're very excited to have them here. They have an awesome show coming up. Firstly, we're going to thank our sponsors real quick before we get started. We have Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. He was here Monday. First Insurance Group USA, Easy RX Pharmacy, Far Off Broadway Players here today, and Don's House of Comedy. So for our giveaway, we are giving away a pair of tickets to their show, which is called
Opal's Million Dollar Duck.
Yes. So we're giving away a pair of tickets today, and they have three shows, so you can go to any one of those shows. You can go to the Cave Area Conference Center and pick those up. So call in to get those free tickets. All right, let's talk a little bit about the play. Whoever wants to start first.
I'll talk. This is Charlie Goodman. I'm the director of the play. It's a pleasure to meet you, Macy. I guess Kelly's out looking for more pink clothes. And I'm glad to see that we have a new face here.
Yes.
I was getting tired of looking at Kelly's anyway. I'm directing, as I have every year that we've done our dinner theater at the Cave Area Conference Center. This year, we're doing Opal's Million Dollar Duck. And I'll tell you about the play, and then I'll first I need to tell you about the performance time, and I need to tell you how you can still get tickets to the play. Now, the opening night is tomorrow night. It is a combination dinner theater and show only. The dinner theater tickets, $50 a piece with a full buffet dinner provided by Diane White. And anybody that's had any of Diane White's catering knows what kind of quality that food is. Those tickets were not available for a day or two because of the numbers that had to be given to Diane. However, if you really, really, really still want to have the dinner theater experience, you might be able to do that by emailing Far Off, I can't read, this is too small, by emailing faroffbp@gmail.com. You may be able to score some dinner theater tickets rather than show only tickets for tomorrow night, also Saturday night, and a matinee on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You might be able to get full dinner theater tickets at $50 a head if you do that. You could also you can also anytime get show only tickets at $20 a person for any of our productions this weekend. You can do that. The best way to do is just Google Far Off Broadway Players. Okay? It will lead you directly to how you get your tickets. And then you just follow the links and the prompts on that. It's $20 a person for show only. And the shows are tomorrow night. The play is at 7 o'clock, but the doors will open at 5:30 for the people who are having the dinner theater experience. For those that it show only, remember I told you that all of these shows are combination. You can have either one. For show only, we won't let you in until the people have gotten their food and have returned to their seats. So it'll be between 6 and 6:30 that you would be able to get your seat. They're all assigned seating. It's not a stampede, grab the best seat. It's assigned seating. So those are the times on tomorrow night, and it'd be the same times for Saturday night also. Now, for the matinee that we're having on Saturday, that will be a 2 o'clock matinee, and that is show only. And so the doors for that will open at 1 o'clock, and the play is at 2 o'clock. Then on Sunday, that's another combo. That show is at 3 o'clock. We backed it off to allow some time for people to come from church and get ready to go see the play. That will be doors open 1:30 for the dinner theater experience. And then between 2 and 2:30 would be letting the folks in that have the play-only tickets. You can also get these tickets at the door. You do not have to go through the online experience. Some people don't know how or won't know how or don't want to fool with it. So if you show up at the door for any of these shows with $20 in your hand, I guarantee you we'll give you a seat. The Cave Area Conference Center auditorium is huge, and we have plenty of seats available for you. But there's no such thing as a bad seat because we're doing this play in the semi-round. Now, you don't know what that means. What that means is it's three quarters. The audience is on the sides of the stage and the front of the stage, not the rear. So it's like a horseshoe. And because of that, we can keep the seats fairly close to the play. The actors are mic'd. So you'll be able to hear them, even though you may be at one of the seats at a little further distance. Now, let me tell you about the play, and then I'll let Julie try to squeeze in a word or two before I start talking again. this play this year is Opal's Million Dollar Duck. And the storyline is that of an elderly lady who fancies herself as an antique dealer, but actually she's just a hoarder. And what she does is travel around the back streets of the town with a little red wagon, picking up things that people have thrown away. She takes them back to her house, which she refers to as her shop, and tries to resell them. So you can imagine what the place looks like. In her wandering about, she goes to the rear of a museum, the Hockenheimer Museum, to be exact. I'm sure you've all heard of that. No, it's a fake name. And she finds a discarded painting. It's a painting of a deceased mallard hanging upside down. And next to it is an apple with a bite taken out of it. That's the painting. And she picks it up, puts it in her little red wagon, takes it back to her home slash studio slash junk place, and leaves it there until, in talking to her friend, this is her close friend, Rosie Montefalco, that is Opal's dearest friend. Opal is Rosie's only friend, and you'll sort of figure out why during the course of the play. And she gets the idea, for reasons I don't need to get into, that it would be a good idea to present Rosie for her birthday that painting. Well, a couple of itinerant actors, they're professional actors that are not good enough for Broadway. They bounce from community theater to community theater. They find out that this painting is actually a discarded masterpiece that was thrown away by mistake by the museum, and they make it their goal in life to dislodge that painting from Opal. And I can't go any further than that, but that's the storyline. The play only has four actors in it. And we're talking about a two-hour play with four actors. So you can imagine what has been placed upon Julie Pettigo, who's sitting there getting ready to talk and making faces because I won't let her. The burden that's placed on them for the lines that they have, and they're doing a magnificent job. As I mentioned, Julie plays Rosie Montefalco. My wife, Peggy Goodman, plays Opal. And Random Harrison plays King, which is his nickname, one of the itinerant actors. And Renee Schuler plays Queen, his wife, the other itinerant actor. They're married, and like most married couples, they don't particularly like each other. And that sort of, I'm kidding, of course. and that shows itself out during the course of the play. It's really, really funny play. And if you had the full dinner theater experience, not only do you get the benefit of the play, but you also get this wonderful buffet that Diane White will have prepared for you. Choice of two meats. Most people don't consider it a choice. They consider it to be, I get both. And it's a full buffet. It's always, always a wonderful experience. This is our 10th dinner theater, and I've directed all of them. And every one of them have been met with great success. It's a true dinner theater, a play and a buffet dinner. You don't get that, as far as we know, anywhere else in this area. The only other one I know of is Derby Dinner Playhouse across the river from Louisville. Every once in a while, these venues will have one of these interactive plays, murder mysteries, things like that. But I'm talking about a true dinner theater experience. And we're always excited to put it on every summer, and it's always well received. Again, you can get your tickets, play only, at the door by showing up any of these four times. If you want to get your reserved play only seat in advance, all you need to do is just Google Far Off Broadway Players. Also, if you might be able to get one or two or three or four still available full dinner theater experiences by doing what I told you, and I got to look at it again because I can't remember anything. faroffbp@gmail.com. You try to do it that way. I'm going to go down and get some more oxygen, and I'm going to let Julie talk.
Don't forget to call in for that giveaway to get those free pair of tickets, 270-651-3000, and that does include just the play, so not the dinner.
Right.
But still, you can possibly get the dinner, right? And got a nice buffet. Is there duck in that buffet?
No.
No? That would be funny, though.
Nobody likes duck.
No? All right, let's talk a little bit about your character. If you could describe your character in three words, what would they be?
Pessimistic, negative, and whiny.
All right, I don't know. That doesn't sound great, but I'd love to see how you played that out. So give us a little bit about your part and how you've prepared for this role.
This is my first time with Far Off Broadway Players, so it has been a wonderful experience. It has been like, I feel like a professional run organization. It has been so wonderful. But I play Rosie, and Opal is my best friend, and it's probably my only friend, if you want to be honest. But because I'm just, I've went through some things in my life, you know, and I've just been dealt a bad hand. And so I just let everybody know about it, about that bad hand. And and then here my best friend's trying to do something nice for me. And, you know, I'm not really down with it, but it's fine.
Yeah. All right, don't forget to call in 270-651-3000. Let's thank one of our sponsors first, Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction. We talked about some auctions coming up Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. on Spillman Road. It has 98 acres of row cropland. And then also Saturday, August 9th at 10 a.m. at 413 North Dixie Highway in Cave City. You can visit them at their new location at Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. You can call Jesse Muse for more information on those auctions, 270-670-9333, or you can visit rsmillsauctions.com. All right, what other plays have you directed?
Oh, my goodness. By the way, I know Jesse very well. He's a friend of mine. You don't have to force him to talk either.
No, he's very sweet.
I wouldn't have said sweet. But, oh, my goodness. Far Off Broadway Players have been in existence. We will be entering our 21st year. It'll be our 20th anniversary next year. We started with Moon Over Buffalo, which was in August of 2006. And so that's why next year would be like 20. You do the math.
Makes sense.
And that was at the Plaza Theater. All of our plays are at the Plaza Theater, except for the Dinner Theater. Now, that's historically the case. We're looking at doing a couple of plays in a smaller venue next year, not at the expense of our Plaza plays, you understand, but shaking it up a little bit, making it a little varied. I was in the first production, Moon Over Buffalo, back in 2009. I was 15 at the time. And since then, I've been in about, I don't know, 17 plays. I've directed about 15 plays. We have done all of the classics, Arsenic and Old Lace, Harvey, You Can't Take It With You, Steel Magnolias, which is a guaranteed crowd pleaser. We've done that about three times. We've done plays that were also fairly recent Broadway plays. Lend Me a Tenor, we did. And our Christmas plays that we have, our holiday plays, are generally the ones that we have the largest audience for obvious reasons. And those have been wildly successful. For example, this past holiday play we did was A Christmas Story, also known as Ralphie. We had a total attendance of 1,800 people.
Wow.
for that play. For our holiday plays, we've also done It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol. We're doing A Christmas Carol, what I would refer to as a semi-musical version, this Christmas. We also have coming up this year in October, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. This is the second time we will have done that. This one is different. It's much more stylized than the original version that we did. After Legend of Sleepy Hollow, then we go to our Christmas play. We've done a lot of that's our Halloween play, and we've done a lot of Halloween plays. We've done Frankenstein at least twice. We've done Dracula at least twice. You sort of run out of monsters after a little while. But there are also plays that aren't necessarily with ogres or anything like that that you can do. We try to strike a balance between presenting new plays and also keep presenting the ones that we know are fan favorites. We pride ourselves on being we're not a professional performing troupe. Nobody gets paid. The actors are all voluntary. They don't get right, Julie. You hadn't gotten a dime. You ain't getting anything
okay.
either.
Okay, all right.
It's all volunteer, but we pride ourselves that when you see our plays, you start questioning yourself whether or not these are ringers that we put in here, professional actors that we're saying are amateur actors, until you realize these are people that you know in the community that are doing these roles. We really pride ourselves on doing quality performances. We're not doing it halfway. Either we do it right. Julie knows that.
Absolutely.
Either you do it right or we don't do it at all. And I think if you've never seen one of our plays, buy yourself a $20 ticket and watch the Dinner Theater, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, or call in 270-651-3000 to get a free pair of tickets. So what do you enjoy most about acting? I know this is new for you, but... what do you like about it?
Well, it's just a chance for me to get outside my comfort zone, try something different, and just, I don't know, get away. I'm a teacher by trade, but so this acting gig has been my summer fun. I've had a blast. It has been something just to get my mind off the stressors of real life and put myself in the shoes of this character and live her life for a little while.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is this based off a book?
It's a straight script.
Okay.
It's not based off a book. It was written for being a play. Now there's some plays that we do that were also a book. Of the most obvious example of that would be To Kill a Mockingbird, which we have done, of course. And that was originally a book, and then it became a play. Some Driving Miss Daisy, which we have also done, was a play, and it also was a book. And so there, some of those that are books, and then they become plays. Some are just written for the theater, and they were not. It just depends entirely on what it is. This particular play is one in a series of Opal plays. The first one was Everybody Loves Opal. And as I understand, Julie, way back in a prior century, did that. And she was Opal.
Awesome. So you're getting both parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took a hiatus to use a fancy word, for a period of time before she decided to come back and trod the boards. And there are a couple of others, I understand, at Opal plays. And that's not uncommon. Our Dinner Theater plays, we did a Southern Fried Funeral, and then right after that was Southern Fried Nuptials, two of our country-oriented plays that we did, and that was Dinner Theater also. We started our Dinner Theater doing Neil Simon plays. We've done Neil Simon's Hotel Suite. That's what we did for our first Dinner Theater. We've done The Odd Couple, which is also Neil Simon. And there are several other Neil Simon plays that you can do also. In choosing plays, we have to strike a balance between what will be something that the community will enjoy, but also something that's going to be acceptable for the community. There are lots of plays out there that are, interesting, but the interest that's in the play is caused by material that a lot of people would find objectionable. And there's no sense in doing that. It's off-putting to some people. It's distracting for other people. And so when we decide plays, we have to strike a balance between what is going to be a quality play, an interesting play, but also one that's not going to be so interesting that it's found to be objectionable.
Yeah, of course.
And some plays obviously are more oriented toward an adult audience. Dracula, you know, don't bring your 4-year old to see Dracula. Okay, kid will be screaming the rest of the night. But I think you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Something that you would feel comfortable going with and bringing your family, as long as it the age of your family were appropriate to the play.
Yeah. So I'll ask you this. How long does it take from auditions to the first night?
Well, we auditioned. It was the first weekend in May, I believe.
That's right.
And we auditioned, I think, on a Friday. I found out I had the part on Sunday, and then Monday was when we started. And we have been going about 3 days a week nonstop until now. And tonight will be my last rehearsal because the show is going on tomorrow.
Can you say the lines in your sleep?
Oh, well, you would think, but you know, I'm, of course, you know, I have, every night I study them every day, like twice a day. And I have the smallest amount of lines. Opal, oh my goodness. She's amazing and she's flawless. So.
So it's a 2-hour, mm-hmm. about 2 hours. So that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of talking. Props to her for memorizing all that.
King and Queenie, too. That, woo.
Yeah, that's a standard length for a play is approximately 2 hours. And,
wow.
And if you do it long enough, you know, we do it because we love what we're doing. But because you love what you're doing, you are willing to sacrifice for it.
Mm-hmm.
For basically anything you love, if you really love it, you're willing to sacrifice for it. So for the dinner theater, you have to be willing to sacrifice your summer.
Yeah. But it's nice to have a hobby outside of your job and have something to look forward to. And at the end, it's so rewarding because you get to see all these people laugh. And
yes, and it is hilarious. I mean, last night when we practiced, I mean, we still can't, as a cast, we can't get through the entire play without giggling or snickering at each other. Like, I gotta be tough.
All right, guys, if you're just now tuning in, we are talking with Far Off Broadway players Julie and Charlie here with us about their new upcoming play and dinner theater, Opal's Million Dollar Duck. So you can call 270-651-3000 to get a free pair of tickets to that show. All right, and then we're going to thank another one of our sponsors is First Insurance Group USA. You were here Tuesday. They offer car, home, business, and life insurance in Somerset, Glasgow, and Richmond, Kentucky. They've been insuring Kentucky for over 20 years. They also do personal and business life insurance, so farm, workers' comp, commercial property, umbrella coverage, and so much more. They're located at 1422 Happy Valley Road in Glasgow, next door to Monticello Bank. For more information, you can call 270-261-5181 or visit firstinsurancegroupusa.com. All right, I want to ask you, what are some of your inspirations, like different actors, playwrights, directors?
And, well, I have my favorite types of plays. My favorites, as Julie would be shocked to know, are comedies. I can remember, this shows how old I am, my inspiration, I don't really like that word, but the light bulb went off for me on what I really liked in terms of shows was not a play, it was a movie. And it was a movie that I saw, I'm going to go ahead and say it, in 1968, you probably were like a minus 10 at that time. But in 1968, I saw the original movie, The Producers by Mel Brooks. And it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I got hooked on comedies at that particular time. There's a difference between funny, and silly. Okay, silly I can't stand. Funny is quite different. There's an old saying that an actor was complimented by a dying scene that he did. And his response was, dying is easy, comedy is hard. And it's true. To do a genuine, accurate, comedic play, or movie for that matter, is very, very difficult to do. And the reason that it's difficult to do is that the lines, they're there on paper, okay? They're flat. You've got these letters that form words, and they're flat. They don't tell you how you say that line. That's what you have to figure out for yourself. And if you're doing drama, many times you can just say that line like it's printed without any kind of inflection or emphasis, but not in comedy. In comedy, you have to learn, Julie, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to say that line so that it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the script does not tell you that.
Yeah.
The script may have what we call stage direction, which shows some physical funny things that are done, but it does not tell you. And if you, maybe some words in italics to show that emphasis on yelling something or other. But basically, the script does not tell you how to say a line so that it's funny, or if it should be funny, because not all lines are funny. And that's what you have to figure out, and that's the key in doing a quality comedic production, which is what we try to do. Now, not all our plays are comedies. I've told you many of them that are not. I've been, virtually everyone that I've been in or directed has been a comedy, for what you may now realize are obvious reasons. And that's what I want. I think that the real challenge in plays for me is to make sure that the comedy comes out in the play. And I really think that it has. And I hope that that the audience will agree with me. And we want to have as much audience as possible. Again, all you need to do is go online, Far Off Broadway Players. It'll take you to how you get yourself a show-only seat online. It's reserved. It will be a particular seat, and it's easy to do. You can navigate it. I've got some tickets from some friends of mine, and if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly recommend that you avail yourself of this. It's going to be nice this weekend. This is the last day of this mess that we're going to have to go through for a little while anyway. Friday and Saturday and Sunday are going to be in the 80s. It's nice. You can get out. You can go to Cave City. If you don't have the dinner theater experiences, there are lots of places to have a meal and then go to the play. Or if you're a night person, go to the play and then have a meal after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity for you to get out this weekend with something to do.
Yep, and you can go online or you can call right now 270-651-3000 to get a free pair of tickets. It's a great time to get out. It's great weather this weekend. If you've never been to a dinner theater, take a chance and try it out. It's funny. It's a good time. And you get some pretty nice food. I feel like that's a pretty good deal, $50
exactly.
For a buffet and a show.
Well, think about how much you spend, like, just going to the movies mm-hmm. and things like that. And, I mean, you don't get near as good a quality of food.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No. And they're right there. I mean,
yeah.
You're right there in
yeah,
front of
live
them.
Action.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, if you don't like the meal that we have, if you're a person that does not like turkey and jet dressing and gravy and roast beef, then don't come. I don't know anybody that doesn't like that.
Not around here.
But maybe there are a few.
Looks like we got a phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. Oh.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. You want to get in the giveaway?
I would like to, please.
All right. What's your name?
Leanne Pulver.
All right. And what's your phone number?
518.
Okay.
755-8558.
What were the last four?
8558.
All right. We got you down.
Can I also register my husband?
Yes. What's his name?
Sadine.
Okay.
And Hines is his last name.
Okay. And you want me to use the same phone number?
Yes, please.
All right. I got y'all down.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So do y'all have any backstage rituals or traditions that you follow before the show?
Breaking out in a cold sweat.
Is that about it?
No, we don't have any of those rituals. I mean, there are some that are done that I've been involved in. And as I mentioned to you before, I don't like silly. And that comes under the category of silly. The people, generally speaking, the actors that we have in our plays, we try to have a mix of what we could refer to as newbies. People have not done it before. Usually we put them in a smaller role. But the major roles that we have, we put experienced actors mm-hmm. in those roles. And so they have the experienced actors and the newbies follow their lead, have their own method of preparing for going on the stage. For example, well, Julie has mentioned that, you know, this is not her first rodeo. She hadn't done one in a long time. Renee Schuler has done, I don't know, maybe 10. Random Harrison, he is from Washington State, so he has only done 2 for us, but he has done, I can't tell you how many, in Washington State musicals and all of a variety of productions. My wife, Peggy, oh my goodness gracious, she's been in maybe 20 plays. So whatever rituals they have, and I'm not back there when they're getting ready because they throw me out anyway. They get ready in their own particular personal method that they've developed.
Mm-hmm.
And I could mention on that, my job as a director, basically what I'm doing now is the last obligation I have as director. This is not like somebody that directs an orchestra. You direct an orchestra, you're doing it right when the performance is going on. I'm done.
Yeah, you've done your job.
When I will introduce the play to the audience, but after that, I'll just sit back in one of the chairs.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing left for me to do. Hopefully, I've done my job
yeah.
at that point in time.
Yeah.
And I think I have. We're still rehearsing, but tell you the truth, if we needed to do our first production for the public the end of last week, we could have done it. Mm-hmm. It's gotten, as we say, polished to that point. So I think the audience will see that it is a very, very high level production. And maybe I'm bragging too much, and maybe I can't view it with an unbiased opinion. But I think it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
As all our shows are. And by the way, the tickets for the last two Plaza productions will go on sale immediately for, I say immediately, in the next few days for Legend of Sleepy Hollow, The Headless Horseman, that sort of thing, Ichabod Crane. And then we'll have the tickets for A Christmas Carol coming on, being available very shortly after that.
Awesome. Let's thank another one of our sponsors, EasyRx Pharmacy. They weren't able to make it in for Wednesday, but we still want to notice them. They make it easy because they know their customers by name and treat them like family. With familiar faces and real relationships, they're more than a pharmacy. They're part of the community. They're fast, friendly, and dependable. They have a quick drive-through service that respects your time. You can pull up or walk in. Help is always close by. You can find them behind Burger King, next to Subway, or call 270-629-3979. Don't forget to call in 270-651-3000 for those free pair of tickets for the show. I bet you get really close to the other actors since y'all have been rehearsing for three months.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we have developed, I've developed some fast friendships with them, and I just admire them. I have learned so much from each member, including Charlie. Mm-hmm. Charlie is very meticulous, and he is very thorough, and every rehearsal, he takes notes and all of these things, and he gives us, you know, things that we need to work on or strategies and things like that. So, I mean, it has really, it's been educational as well as been fun. I've learned a lot.
So do you plan to audition for the next place coming up?
Well, see, since I'm a teacher and school's getting ready to start, I don't know, but it was made for me because it was the perfect time. It was right at the end of school, and then, you know, and then like this weekend is when we're having our production, and see, then next week I start immediately with my professional development and back to school open houses and things like that. But like, I'm gonna have my eyes open to see what they're gonna be doing for next summer. I've been hearing them, you know, whisper about different things, and I'm like, ooh, what are they going to do next summer?
Yeah. I can't imagine. There's so many to pick from.
We engage in play selection. We'll be doing that actually starting fairly soon.
For next summer?
It's for our season next year. We have to set the whole season. The times have to be set with the Plaza. The time has to be set with the Cave Area Conference Center. We have to decide which play we're going to have. It usually devolves into a fist fight. it's really ugly. It really is. And it's again, we have to strike the balance about what plays to choose. You know, do we want to bring back a fan, what we refer to as a fan favorite? Do we want to try something new, which may or may not work? We've had that, I guarantee you. You don't know. But we have to set our season, obviously, before the end of the year. And we'll be getting into that. But right now, first things first. All I'm focusing on is getting the play ready. And by the way, I don't want anybody to get the idea that I'm having to say too much to the actors in terms of them presenting their roles. They're from the get-go, they did it almost the way that it should be. All I'm doing is I'm justifying my existence is what I'm doing. Sometimes I feel I don't even need to be there. You know, I could be somewhere else, you know, watching TV or something. They've been so easy to work with. You may be shocked to know that some actors have fragile egos, and if you correct them too much, then they take it badly. But not with this group. They're confident enough in what they can do that any small little tweaks that I have for them, they take it graciously. They don't, you know, say any bad words back to me or anything like that. And so they've
out
been,
loud.
Not
just kidding.
Under their breath, of course. But they've been really, really easy to work with. And when you have a play that you're proud of, you want as many people as possible to see it, okay? And that's why I keep pushing it about, you know, get online, Far Off Broadway Players, Google it. It'll get you there, because I want as many people as possible to see it. Yeah, it'd be nice to have your $20. You know, we only exist on two sources of income, and that is play revenue and sponsors. That's it. And we're always looking for new sponsors. For this one example, we have it's a recurring sponsor that we have, TJ Regional Health. They've been very, very good with us, and several other sponsors that we have that will sponsor a particular play, and we really appreciate that. In today's times, I'll be quite honest, these are extremely trying times for community theater. Government support in the form of grants and even private grants have virtually disappeared. That's not the way things are headed. So we're having to rely on purely private sources of income, which I said are revenue from the plays. And believe me, $20 a ticket, if we wanted to exist just on tickets, you'd be playing a whole lot more than $20. I guarantee you, mm-hmm. a whole lot more than $20 a ticket. If you don't believe me, go to a Broadway play and see what your ticket costs. And not that I'm saying that we're the same, certainly. So we do appreciate the sponsors that we have, and we're always looking for more. If there's any sponsor, corporate or otherwise, out there listening that wants to make a tax-deductible donation, please give us a call. Get in touch with us. You can call me at my office, 270-651-8812. I'll be happy to talk to you. I'll be happy to get in your pocket. Just give me a call. Business hours only.
Yep. All right, don't forget to call in for those free pair of tickets. These are for the show only, not the dinner. You still possibly could get the dinner, but to get free pair of tickets for the show, 270-651-3000. Be an awesome night to just go out and see what's happening. It's such a tight local knit community, and yeah, I bet it would be a great time. So, and the Kaviera Conference Center, it's a great venue. It's huge.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
it's sort of a best kept secret. There are a lot of best kept secrets in this area, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been to the Kaviera Conference Center, the main auditorium is absolutely huge. Which is why we have rearranged the seating and the stage to try to bring the audience as close as possible. If you've ever been to an event in the auditorium, such as the Chamber Annual Banquet, I think Farmers RECC has a banquet there, maybe SCRTC has their annual banquet there, and the stage is against the far wall. And your table is against the back wall, you're going to need binoculars to see what's going on in the front. It's that big.
Yeah.
And not only will it accommodate that stage and tables, but then off to the side is where Diane White is with her buffet. So it's a huge, huge venue. And they have smaller rooms, too, that they can rent out. And they're quite active. But it's an impressive facility. It's been around for a long time. It changed its name, but other than that, it's basically the same. I'm the horse knows the way. I don't even have to drive my car. It knows to go to Cave City every night, which is what we've been doing now for the last week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you do. You practice on the stage for the last week. All our practices for the 2 months before that were in our studio that we have on North Ray Street. That a lot of people don't know that we have our studio on North Ray Street. You just go down past Shogun to the end of the block, and there we are.
Yeah.
And that's where we do our rehearsals. That's where we do our auditions. That's where our office is with our artistic director, Paul Glotfelter. We have two, they operate on an independent contractor basis, but they're really employees. Paul Glotfelter, who's the artistic director, and Kat Fitzgerald, who is the technical director. So they are full-time employees. So this is a business that we're running. We do it for the love of what we're doing, but it's also a business. Mm-hmm. And what our goal in life is to be able to continue to do it, but to do that, you have to financially keep the business afloat.
Yeah, and it's the conference center is only about 15-ish minutes from downtown Glasgow. There's plenty of room there. The actors will be mic'd up, so don't worry about not being able to hear them. Make sure to call in before these last couple minutes, 270-651-3000. I'm going to thank one of our sponsors really quick, and then we'll wrap it up. Lastly, we have Dawn's House of Comedy. Janice Cleary will be here tomorrow to talk about a comedy show, so kind of close to y'all's, mm-hmm. but not a dinner theater. It's coming up August 3rd with comedian Jeff Allen. I don't know if y'all have heard of him. He will be in Bowling Green at the White Squirrel Brewery. You can go to dawnscomedy.com and check out all the upcoming comedy shows and watch clips of the comedians. Their shows are at White Squirrel Brewery. That's located at 302 State Street in Bowling Green. She'll be here tomorrow to talk more about the shows and how she started doing this. Call 270-217-6936 for more info. All right, before we wrap it up, just make sure to say the name of the show again, where is it at, when it's playing.
All right, one more time. Sorry, Julie.
No, you go.
All right, we have four performances. The first one is tomorrow night. The show starts at 7 o'clock. If you want to get a ticket for show only, which is basically all that's available to you now, you can go online, like I've told you, Far Off Broadway Players, and show up between 6 and 6:30. And you'll have a seat. You can buy a seat there. If you don't want to go online, come with $20. You can do the same thing for our matinee, which is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And that's only show, so if you don't get a ticket in advance, come with $20. Show up about between 1, well, actually at 1 o'clock we'll start letting you in then. And then Saturday night, same deal as Friday night. And then the Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock, show only. You show up about between 2 and 2:30 to get your seat. Again, you can get tickets at the door for show only, any of those four dates. And we would welcome to see you. There are plenty of seats. I guarantee you there are plenty of seats available. So it's not like you won't get a seat. It's not like you won't get a bad seat. Again, we've tried to make it so that wherever you sit, you'll be close enough. We're mic'd, and you can hear it, and you can see it also.
All right, we're going to pick our winner. If you just want to press that right there. What number is it?
1.
All right, that was Leanne. So we'll give you a call after the show. You just want a free pair of tickets to go see their show. Super exciting. Any last words?
Come out and see it. You will not be disappointed.
Yes, it'll be a very fun time. Let's thank all of our sponsors. Lastly, Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, First Insurance Group USA, EasyRx Pharmacy, Far Off Broadway Players, and Dawn's House of Comedy. Thank you all for being here so much and talking about this. We're so excited to go see it. Remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.